Here's what's happening on Urban Media Today Radio.
The hood celebrity news caught trap and trashy about Drake financially supporting his baby mama and since the birth of their son. That's his message to Pusha T. Despite what he wants people to think, Drake has been quite the opposite of the deadbeat dad, according to TMZ. And behind the scenes, he's been financially supporting the alleged baby mama through and after her pregnancy. Sources close to Drake say the rapper acts to ensure that Miss Sophie, the woman Pusha T claims Drake has the secret son with, lives comfortably. It's also told that Drake's been supporting Sophie since she gave birth and just before that as well. So there's that. Drake is talking about the whole Hollywood stereotypes. That's what he was saying when he posed with the blackface. The Jasmine brand is reporting Drake is firing back at Pusha T, but this time it's not with the song, it's with an explanation. Drake says the image was not used to promote a clothing brand, but instead it was his way of taking a shot at Hollywood's treatment of black actors. He says it's from 2007 when he was working on a project that was about young black actors struggling to get roles, being stereotyped and typecast. He also continued, the photo represented how African Americans were once wrongfully portrayed in the entertainment business. Drizzy also acknowledged all the buzz about his and Pusha's beef, saying, I know everyone is enjoying the circus. And you are, I'm sure. Speaking of circus, Kim Kardashian went to the White House and issued a statement on her meeting with Donald Trump, your president, saying, I would like to thank President Trump for his time this afternoon. This was yesterday. It was our hope that the president will grant clemency to Miss Alice Marie Johnson, who is serving a life sentence for the first time, nonviolent drug offense. We are optimistic about Miss Johnson's future and hopeful that she and so many like her will get a second chance at life. It was all business. She appeared in a pantsuit. Kim and her attorney entered through the security gate at the West Wing around 4:40 yesterday. The meeting with the president has been in the works for months. Not sure as to how long they met. No doubt Kanye West's admiration for Trump will be brought up during that meeting. We don't know if it was, but I'm sure it was. Kendrick Lamar, shouts to him. He received a Pulitzer Prize. According to the Jasmine brand, Kendrick Lamar received the Pulitzer Prize Award at a ceremony that took place at Columbia University in New York. He said, it's an honor. I've been writing my whole life to get this type of recognition. It's beautiful. Lamar, who credits Tupac Shakur as his biggest influence, is not only the first rapper to win the award since the Pulitzer expanded to music in 1943, but he's also the first winner who is not a classical or jazz musician. And the Pulitzer Prize board said about Kendrick's Damn album that it offers affecting vignettes capturing the complexity of modern African American life. The rapper has 12 Grammy Awards under his belt, and Damn is his fourth studio album, so congratulations to him. A Pulitzer, huh? Okay.